It's a Rokan show on 720 WGN. Alderman Brendan Riley is joining us because the mayor, I want to play something for you here, Alderman, before we get started. The mayor was asked this question about the food delivery services and whether the food delivery services and the restaurants are, well, they're not getting along particularly well right now because they're dependent upon each other, and restaurateurs are getting a little ticked off because some of these rates that they are charged by the food delivery services are, to their observation, exorbitant. So here's the mayor responding to whether or not she's just picking on that particular service.
It's very important that there's transparency. I think the average customer who's ordering wants to know what the actual payment is, what the fee is going to be for the restaurant, and if a delivery service is taking what I think some have alleged, which is an inordinate amount of the fee, making it difficult for restaurants to be able to earn what are already very tight margins. I think the average consumer wants to know that and is going to act accordingly on the basis of that information.
Here's what I already know, Alderman. I know that as I've been ordering out, and it's Takeout Tuesday for me right now, and we're gonna allow for Takeout Tuesday restaurants to plug themselves coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But I have found when I order a bunch of stuff, I look at it, and I'm, you know, in your head, you know, when you're doing your carrying out or whatever, in your head, you kind of know what it's going to cost. And then you see like what the food total is. And then you go to the cart to check out and you find out that it's like a lot more expensive. I go back, I go, oh, I must have double ordered an item. And no, it's because the rate is so high, higher than I'd ever seen it before on these delivery services. What in the hell is going on there?
It's crazy. You know, like you, I was pretty oblivious to how they put together all these fees that lead to that huge, huge bottom line when you get your takeout bill. What I've learned is that most of the third-party delivery companies are charging a commission fee, not just to you as the end consumer, but also a pretty hefty commission fee to the restaurants that they're delivering for. And that fee is built into the disclosed menu price of the food. And anecdotally, there are reports that can be up to 30% of the menu price of the food. And so all that's tacked on in addition to the fees charged explicitly for delivery. And as I've been educating consumers about this nuance, people are shocked. They had no idea that the fees that are being charged to the restaurants are as exorbitant as they are. And they really are cutting into what are already very tight margins.
So is it changed, though, now because of this situation?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, restaurants only outlet to serve the public is via carryout or delivery. I think it's exposed a raw nerve. I think this has been an issue for the restaurant industry for quite some time. But these unique circumstances have exacerbated things and are making it maybe stand out more like a sore thumb because it is so intrinsic now to their business plan. So I think a lot of folks have reacted to this by voting with their feet. A lot more people are going to the restaurant and picking it up themselves curbside and avoiding using these apps that tack on so many fees, not just to the end consumer, but also to the folks producing the food.
Right, because that's hurting the restaurants ultimately. And if people, I mean, when I look at the cart, like if I order from one of these places that I would normally go to, but I find it on Grubhub or whatever the other, you know, whatever your caviar, you name them, and you go there first and then you go to the restaurant, you're going to end up paying more money than you normally would. And I would think that would be not in the best interests of those delivery services. But yet they're doing
it. I think the average customer expects they're going to pay a premium for the convenience of having something delivered, but I don't think they realize it goes so deep and hits both ways. They kind of get the app companies are getting you coming and going as the food goes out the door and as it's being delivered to you. And I think the more transparency you can have around that fee structure, actually calling it out on the invoice that you're paying before you check out of that cart, will help people make some decisions about how frequently they order via an app versus carry out over the curb. Our restaurants are struggling terribly, and we need to get them reopened in a responsible and safe way. Until we do, this is their lifeline, takeout and delivery. So I'm encouraging, you know, my friends and constituents to go direct to the local restaurant because that really does help. When you go to the delivery app, it absolutely crushes the margins for these restaurateurs. And while you think you might be helping and the Grubhub ads are all really cheery and help out your restaurant, you really aren't. So I would say go direct to the restaurant. They'll appreciate it tremendously. I know their employees will. And that could be, you know, a stopgap that helps them survive a few more weeks as we try and get them reopened.
All right, let's get a phone call in here. 312-981-7200. Alderman Brendan Riley is with us. Here's Brian. Brian, go ahead, sir. Brian? Oh, Brian? Brian, you there? I hear a dog. I don't hear Brian. There we go. I think I got him. All right, Brian, can you hear us?
Can hear you.
Okay.
Am I on?
Yes, you are on. All right, go ahead, sir.
All right. So I'm a career restaurant guy, and this information that's out there is just so darned inaccurate or one-sided, it just makes me nuts. Restaurants contract with these providers ahead of time to deliver food as an incremental sale to what they're already doing. And I understand that things are different with COVID, but, you know, the big restaurant chains get a certain price or whatever from Grubhub because there's scale, economies of scale and things. And some of the smaller restaurants may pay a little bit more than the big chains because they don't do as much business with Grubhub and the others. But they're not being ripped off by Grubhub. They know in advance what's going on. So in a normal climate, the restaurants are getting incremental sales because Grubhub is delivering for them or these other services are delivering for them, and it's great for them. But in a climate like this, now all of a sudden it's the only income they have or a big portion of the income they have, and it's right. Not as affordable. But they're under no obligation to continue using them. And if they wanted to hire their own delivery people and pay the extra insurance and go through all that, they could do that. But they don't want to deal with that hassle, so they'd rather farm it out to a third party.
Well, I guess this is what my question has been, and Brian, this is it. It seems to me that over the last couple of weeks when I've been doing this, when I've been ordering in, and I can only speak for myself, that it seems more expensive now than it had been, that the rate is higher than it had been. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I'm sure you could be right. I'm sure there may be instances of that, but if my company, and I actually do work for a company, I can't mention names, but I work for a company that uses DoorDash. Mm-hmm. DoorDash actually pays us regular menu price, then they tack on a service fee or whatever, and a delivery charge. Grubhub works a little bit differently, and they get a discount on the food that they get to keep, and then they charge a delivery fee or whatever it is to the consumer. But again, it's the restaurant should not be crying about this because they contracted for it. They knew what they were doing when they did it.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Great expertise there. All right. Alderman, your thought on that?
Yeah, I can speak to that a bit, and I appreciate where he's coming from. And I think in a lot of cases, what he's saying is correct, that restaurateurs knowingly entered into these contracts, and, you know, hey, you sign on the bottom line, this is what you get. But that's not entirely the case. There are some apps, and I'm not going to call them out because not all of the apps doing this service behave this way. But there are two that will remain nameless for now that have actually gone and started offering menus of restaurants that did not even know they were listed on the app. That is something I've heard quite a bit about from downtown restaurateurs. And so the way that works is some of these apps will send in their driver as if they're there to pick up for themselves. And next thing you know, these guys are on the hook with yet another app company, and they're getting screwed. So that's an issue for me. But to be clear, I'm not sure if Brian is aware. We're talking about a rule that Mayor Lightfoot put in place that'll go into effect on Friday that simply requires transparency around the fees. And I think, you know, that's an important thing for consumers. It's going to show the cost breakdown of every delivery transaction, the menu price of the food, the sales tax collected, the delivery charge, the tip, as well as any fees or commissions paid to the restaurant. I think that the average consumer should have access to that information so they can make informed decisions on how they want to get their food. We are not looking to ban third-party apps, anything like that. They're an important part of the economy, too. But they're effectively serving as gatekeepers to our restaurants in Chicago. And when it isn't COVID time, we don't have that problem where they get to literally tax every single customer a restaurant has right now, because you can't go and do that inside the restaurant unless you're doing carryout. So I think the transparency measure is a good one. I know the restaurant industry wants this kind of information out there so their customers can make better choices. So I think it's a good first step. And frankly, I think it should be codified in an ordinance and not just be done as a rule.
I completely agree, because what we're up against here is transparency on everything. You know, we'd start together with credit card fees and things like that. I think that's important. Why we wouldn't have that in the first place seems like malfeasance to me, but that's a separate issue. All right, Alderman. Well, I know that it's crazy. I know you represent downtown, and it's been crazy for these restaurateurs because they got big real estate fees, taxes, rents, mortgages that they've got to pay down here. And it's, you know, you just hope that even the big ones, are in peril, and you don't want to see that happen. And we'd like to get people out. And you said it right. We need to get people back out, but we need to get them out safely. And that's a tough balance. So, will people actually want to show up at the restaurant? That's a separate issue. So we got to make sure that people feel safe and that we get this thing moving again. Alderman, thank you. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks,
Alderman Brendan Riley from the Fighting 42nd, downtown Chicago.